British Sky Broadcasting presents MVP, Most Valuable Primate, voiced by Tacey on behalf of MCS Agency. A caption: Keystone Family Pictures present a Robert Vince film. A cast list is superimposed over the following events. A circular fountain feature is situated in front of an impressive university building. The bedroom of a youngster is shown. It houses a yellow racing car, dinosaurs, and posters of famous hockey stars. A computer lives in one corner. A bed dominates the room. A figure is sleeping under a yellow and white duvet cover. An alarm clock disturbs the snoring mound. The hairy arm of a chimpanzee reaches out from under the covers to turn it off. It has just turned 7. Beside the clock, a framed picture holds the image of a primate mother and child. The chimp pulls the covers from his face, sits up, yawns, and gets out of bed. Dressed in pajamas, the chimpanzee walks across the room to a door marked Boys. He turns on the shower. Using a scrubbing brush, he washes himself. Wrapped in a towel, he stands on a small stool to brush his teeth. He rinses with water from a blue beaker. He uses a towel to dry his hair, and then a hairdryer, which is also used to dry his chin hair. He brushes his hair until it is smooth, regarding his image in the mirror. He leaves the bathroom. It is now 7:45 a.m. In a kitchen, he gets breakfast cereal from a cupboard. He is watched by a friendly man who enters the room.
Morning, Jack. You're a funny guy, Jack.
Jack eats his apples. Darren sits opposite.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Jack, I gotta go get ready, okay?
Darren leaves. A coffee percolator sits on a counter with two mugs, Jack and Dr. Kendall. Jack the chimpanzee pours coffee into the mugs. He checks the time, then carries the mugs away. Darren holds a pull rope in his hand. Jack is seated. Another man approaches and signs.
Good morning, Jack. Sleep well?
Good. And you?
Nicely, thank you.
Jack checks his watch. It is 8 a.m. Darren pulls the rope, parting the curtains to an attended auditorium. The bedroom and kitchen are visible behind Jack and Dr. Kendall.
Good morning, graduates.
Snow is falling over Nelson, Canada. A young man is outside on a frozen pool, hitting pucks into a goal. He's watched by a smiling young girl sitting on a bench. She picks up her stick and joins him on the ice. He skates over to her and picks her up. He twirls her around.
Okay, old slugger. We've got 10 to nap. We take away 6. How many does Jack get?
He counts on his fingers and holds up 3.
Oh, Jack.
He holds up 4.
Very funny, Jack.
Jack holds his mug up with his teeth. Dr. Kendall wipes his forehead.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut this session short. I'll see you all on Thursday. Jack, how is anybody going to believe that you're a genius when you behave like this?
At school, the young girl Tara sits at her desk, seemingly ignored by her peers. The others jump up at the sound of the bell. Birthday invitations are given out. Tara's invitation falls unseen to the ground as she stands and walks away. Turning, she regards the others with sorrow. El Simian Nature Reserve is shown. Chimpanzees play in the trees.
Yes, Julie. They didn't renew my funds this year. Is there room for Jack?
Of course. We miss Jack. It's been kind of quiet without him. Nancy would love to see your baby again.
I'll make all the arrangements and I'll call you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
His hand trembles violently as he replaces the receiver. Tara and her brother, Steve, are approaching home. Mom and Dad are sat together looking at a map.
Hi, sweetie. How was your day today?
Did you make any new friends today?
Mom signs as she talks to the crying Tara.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Mom goes after Tara, who rushes upstairs.
So what happened today?
All the girls in Tara's class were invited to some birthday party. She wasn't.
Mom enters Tara's bedroom and cuddles her on her bed.
I know it's difficult, sweetie. Did you talk to anyone today?
They tease me. I know it.
I know, sweetie. But once they get to know who you are, it won't matter. Kisses. Come here. Okay.
Jack and Darren clean the university.
Come on, Jack. Let's go.
The duo are picking up bags of rubbish and putting them into a massive bin. They both wear rollerblades. Jack whizzes along the corridors. The bags slam home into the green wheelie bin. A yellow mop and bucket are also employed. Jack and Darren enjoy a game of checkers. Jack makes a move.
Huh? What, Jack? I don't see anything.
Jack distracts Darren so he can steal a candy.
Hey, Jack! Did you steal one of my marshmallows?
Jack denies it.
All right, then. Sorry, buddy.
Jack yawns.
Oh, it's time for bed, okay? Let's go to bed. Come on. And the zookeeper said, "Good night, elephant."
Dr. Kendall sits in a chair by the fire with a cookie and a glass of milk. He regards framed pictures of himself with various animals.
And the zookeeper said, "Good night, lion."
Dr. Kendall picks up a book.
And the zookeeper said, "Good night, gorilla." Good night, Jack.
Darren tucks Jack up in bed. The room and adjoining kitchen can be seen from the auditorium. Dr. Kendall drinks his milk as he reads. His hand moves to his side and the milk spills to the floor. An old record sticks at the end of its play. Darren turns off the lights and lets himself out. Back in Canada, the snow still falls over the Nuggets ice hockey stadium. Steve approaches the rink. Tara sat in the stalls. She waves. The lads on the ice are fighting.
What have I got myself into?
Junior B hockey, son. End of the road for most of these guys. They've been cut from every junior A team around. I'm their coach, Coach Marlowe.
Oh, sorry, your coach. Nice to meet you. I'm Stephen West, over.
Yeah, well, over on the bench there, that's Captain Pete. He was our all-star scorer last year, but he's on the injured list now for
some reason.
Sitting next to him there is Stosh. He's the one knitting.
Knitting?
I wouldn't make a big deal out of it if I were you, you know, because well, last year, he made us all real nice stockings to hang on the mantle at Christmas. Over there, too, that's a big guy. His name's Moose. And the guy that he's throttling, the guy turning purple, that's Larry. And in the goal over here, that's our Keith Magoo. He was a top rookie choice for the WHL, believe it or not. And then his nerves got the better of him, and he's not as good anymore. Let me introduce you to the rest of these knuckleheads.
Huh? A puck hits the keeper in the face.
Nighty-night, Magoo!
Smelling salts.
We're all out.
All right, everyone. This is Steve. He's the Yankee kid who's trying out for the team today, eh? Steve is the... was the leading scorer on the California High School Hockey League Championship team.
They even have ice in California.
Now let's practice, and I want to see a little hustle. Let's go!
The goaltender is facing the wrong way. A face-off is initiated. Steve's opponent spits at him. Steve is thrown to the ice as the others take control of the puck. Each time Steve tries to get into the game, he is knocked down. He begins to showboat his skills and eventually scores. Tara grins with delight.
Okay, I'm gonna get him.
Oh, hell. All right, California.
Let's get him.
Ooh. Welcome to Junior B Hockey.
No time to celebrate.
You like that palm tree, boy?
Smelling salts.
Out of smelling salts. I hit them around.
Jack and Darren are waiting. It is 8:10 a.m. and Dr. Kendall has not shown up. A man stands in front of the curtains.
If I could have your attention. I have some very sad news to report today. Last night, Dr. Kendall had a heart attack. He's no longer with us.
Jack stares at Dr. Kendall's unclaimed coffee mug. He stands and walks away. The Nugget Stadium.
Good evening, hockey fans. This is Willie Drucker, the voice of the Nelson Golden Nuggets, bringing you tonight's highly anticipated season opener.
One win this season. That's all I ask. Just one win.
A granddad fan removes his false teeth.
Here come the Nuggets, powering onto the ice. And there's a new addition to this year's squad, Stephen Westover from California.
The game begins with a fight.
Moose, slot!
Oh, he misses it by a country kilometer.
Westover, get out there!
All right, the Yankee gets his first shift. Let's see what he can do.
Pass the puck! I'm open!
Westover is wide open, and Larry refuses to pass the puck!
He is knocked over as his teammates ignore him.
The Vikings turn around. He's wide open.
Come on.
Coach Marlowe certainly has his work cut out for him if he wants to turn things around. Let's hope we see better hockey coming up for the rest of the season, folks.
Man, we suck tonight.
Hey, quiet, man. You could stick handle.
It's night. Jack and Darren wash the corridors at the university.
Who's that?
Darren sneaks closer to the intruders.
I have decided to discontinue the research and sell the chimp to another facility.
It had been my understanding that Dr. Kendall was planning to send the chimpanzee back to El Simian Nature Preserve.
I realize. However, as Dean of Scientific Research for this entire university, it is my duty to make sure this department stays on budget. Jack has been sold to the University of Tennessee Research Hospital.
Isn't that where they're doing hepatitis testing?
Oh!
I'm not sure. It's only a rumor. None of this information should leave this group.
Jack and Darren run.
Hepatitis. Hepatitis. Not good, Jack. People can die from that, Jack. What, Jack?
Jack hands him a photo.
Yes, this is very nice, Jack, but... What?
Jack signs home.
Home? You want to go home? Okay.
They pack a bag.
Yeah, lots of underwear's a good idea, Jack. Okay.
Darren approaches a train station.
Yes, I'd like one ticket to El Simian, please.
Third stop before San Francisco. Don't miss it. Okay, take gate 3.
Thank you, sir.
Jack's hidden in the bag.
This is the last boarding call for service to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, and Nelson, Canada on platform 6.
You okay, Jack? Okay, so when you get there, give this to the taxi driver, and he'll let you off at the preserve, okay? Then you can see your mama again, Jack. And don't forget to listen for El Simian, okay?
Darren places Jack in the bag in the luggage rack. Darren fights back tears as the train leaves. Jack unzips the bag and peers out at the seated passengers. He hides as the guard enters the carriage. Jack has stolen the guard's hat. The hockey match is still in full swing.
It ought to be a penalty, folks, but don't expect much. This ref is a home counter. dragged off the ice with only 30 seconds up on the clock. It's Tigers 3, Nuggets 2, and getting uglier by the minute, ladies and gentlemen. These Tigers aren't Tigers at all. They are gorillas.
Hey, Rhett. Hey, that's a penalty, right?
That was a clean hit.
You gotta be kidding me.
Get over it. Okay, they're the home team. He's not calling nothing on them. Look, this ain't high school hockey, okay?
Yeah, you're right about that.
He's gonna headhunt you on the faceoff.
Thanks.
The train speeds through the icy countryside by night. Jack reads a book, illuminated by his headlight. The hockey game continues. At the face-off, Steve dodges the Tigers' assault. Tara watches anxiously as her brother approaches the goal area. He's being pelted with eggs. He slips over. His teammates engage the Tigers in a fight. Steve stands. Jack eats a banana. He throws away the skin. It lands on a sleeping man's head. Jack holds up a family picture and blows it a kiss. The hockey game is becoming more and more heated. Steve is tripped up by a Tiger's hockey stick.
Oh, you okay, Yankee boy?
Steve dives into the substitute's bench. Tara watches in disbelief as her brother is beaten to a pulp. His teammates cheer him on. Steve is thrown back onto the rink.
Number four! You're out of here!
The train speeds onwards. The passenger still wears the banana skin. Tara waits for her brother after the game.
I got tired of getting kicked around, all right? I'm sorry. Tara, no one's gonna scout the worst junior B hockey team in the history of the planet, all right? It's just not gonna happen.
She signs at him.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Have faith. Let's go.
The train travels by day.
El Simeon! El Simeon, stop!
Jack is fast asleep and misses his stop. Another stop. The rain is pouring down and no one alights. They just get on. Jack pulls on a woolly hat. The guard helps passengers off the train. Jack climbs down from the luggage rack. The guard looks at his watch and he signals. Jack alights without detection. Snow gently falls. Jack leaves behind the guard's hat. Bemused, he picks it up. He gazes at Jack's rapidly departing form. Whew. Jack arrives in Nelson Town. Christmas lights twinkle on every building. Jack gazes around in wonderment and then walks on, bag in arms. Jack regards a greengrocer shop. A plethora of bananas hang in the window. Spying Steve and Tara walking home, Jack hides down an alleyway.
Hey, how was school today?
Tara signs a reply.
How many kids do you know that can speak two languages and lip read, huh? Because I know one girl who can, all right? Give me a hug.
Tara looks over her shoulder and catches a glimpse of Jack. Jack walks away from the town and spies a treehouse. Jack gains entry to the treehouse through a trapdoor in the floor, bag first. Gazing around, Jack finds all manner of amenities, including a bed. Jack sweeps the floor. He makes the bed. Grabs a pillow and hops onto the bed and snuggles up on it. Tara is asleep in her bed, Jack in his. Snow gently falls as the night deepens. Next morning, Steve practices at the ice pool. Hearing the noise of the pucks being hit, Jack gets out of bed. He spies Steve through one of the treehouse windows. Jack tentatively approaches. Tara is pulling on her skates. She takes a bite from a banana. Jack comes nearer. Jack is hiding in a bush and tries to grab the banana whilst Tara is watching her brother. She hears Jack and peers into the foliage. There's nothing there. Returning her gaze to her brother, Jack snatches the banana. Tara peers around, looking for the purloined food item. Jack waves his arm at Tara. She waves back at the arm. He pops up. Steve runs over.
What's the matter? What happened? Did you see a monkey in the woods? Tara, this is Canada, right? There's no monkeys in the woods.
She points to where Jack was.
Maybe it was a beaver or something. We're gonna be late for school. We gotta go.
In school, Tara draws a picture of Jack in her book. The lesson ends, and she screws the drawing up, throwing it away. back at the university.
You're saying that the chimp never arrived?
Oh, my! Wait! It is that monkey!
Darren is painting a wall.
Where's the monkey?
Jack? Oh, he's gone?
Who stole that chimp?
I don't know.
I'll find that chimp if it's the last thing I do!
He steps in a tray of paint. Tara walks back to the frozen pool. She searches around for clues. She spies a banana skin on the treehouse access ladder. She lets herself in through the trap door. The treehouse is seemingly empty, but there are signs of habitation. She picks up Jack's family photos. Jack drops from the ceiling, waving. Tara has fainted. Jack stands guard over her. She slowly comes round. Jack signs, "Girl okay?" Tara nods and sits upright. Tara reaches out her hand. Jack gently places his on hers. The Nuggets enter their changing room, fooling around as usual. Steve stands, kit bag over his shoulder.
What's up with you guys? I mean, all you do is goof around and we get our butts kicked every game. Do you like losing or something?
That's easy for you to say, man. We don't have plans of turning the country on a hockey scholarship.
Yeah, Wonder Boy. And my next job's gonna be in Moose Jaw pumping gas at my uncle's station.
Yeah, and I'll be on the farm in Speedy Creek tossing hay.
That's what happens when you're passed up by the scouts.
Well, at least you could go out with a little bit of pride, not look like a bunch of losers. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, don't throw that at me.
Guys, I think the kid's got a point.
Come on.
Whatever.
The coach listens with interest. Jack and Tara enter the family home.
Thank you.
Steve walks home. Tara makes Jack a bed in her wardrobe. She gestures this is where he should sleep, and then tucks him in.
Hey. Have you seen my math book?
No.
You haven't seen any monkeys again, have you?
No. I'll practice.
Practice was fine. Listen, just tell me if you see anything, all right?
Tara's father is brushing his teeth. Jack enters the parents' bedroom, checks out the alarm clock, and regards Tara's sleeping mother. He picks up Tara's father's glasses, puts them on, and leaves the bedroom. Jack hides as Steve gets up to use the toilet. He makes coffee in a percolator. He places a cereal bowl on the table and gets a carton of milk from the fridge. He takes a swig. Finding his favourite cereal, he places the Apple-O's on the table by the bowl and the milk carton. He pours himself a coffee. Upstairs, Dad is knotting his tie. Jack helps himself to cereal, pours milk over it, picks up a spoon and begins to eat. Steve wanders down the stairs and catches his first view of Jack. An incredulous Steve turns to walk back up the stairs. Jack waves at him. Steve cautiously approaches Jack, who continues to eat. Tara runs down the stairs and stands beside Jack.
Jack. the monkey you saw in the woods.
I wanted to surprise everybody.
Tara, it's not a good idea. I mean, Mom's not gonna let you keep him. I guess we can take him with us today, but we can't keep the secret much longer. I mean, look at him. Go get dressed, all right?
Tara goes back upstairs.
Honey, have you seen my glasses?
The siblings and Jack are in outdoor gear.
What?
Jack points to ice skates.
These?
Are there? Thanks, kids.
The children and Jack are by the frozen pool. They strap on their skates. Tara helps Jack onto the ice, holding onto his hands.
Okay.
Trying to teach a chimp to skate like that's gonna happen.
Jack surprises Steve by picking it up. They begin with a straight cross, hands linked. Tara shows Jack an arabesque move. Jack totters around, hands touching the ice. He skates into the goal and falls over. He grabs the netting as he does so. Steve chuckles good-naturedly, and Tara places her hands on her hips, grinning at Jack's entangled state. The chums skate in a circle. All the while, Jack is gaining proficiency on the ice. Reclining on the ice, he clicks his heels together. Standing, he picks up a hockey stick and begins pushing the puck around. Steve resumes hitting them into goal. Tara watches in amazement as Jack swings and hits the puck into a snowdrift.
Nice shot. With practice, you'll actually hit the net.
Tara takes a closer look. There is now a big hole in the net. Back at the university.
I want to assure you that we here at the university are dedicated to getting back Jack. Jack, back.
Is it true that many of the alumni have threatened to withhold their donations this year until Jack is found unharmed?
No comment.
Dr. Peabody strides away. Ladies invade the Westover home.
Hello! Hello, Mrs. Westover? Oh, it's so nice to finally meet you. We're early.
Just an hour.
Oh. Thank you so much for allowing the use of your house for the meeting today. Well, usually Rosemary has the meeting at her house, but, you know, since she's in the middle of refurbishing her sofa. I do have a little coffee stain on the shirt.
Oh, come on in. Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Come on in. Hi, come on in. Welcome. Hi, yeah, come on in.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You stay here. Be good.
Jack is upstairs.
If I could have everyone's attention, please, as we bring our meeting to order. Now, the first item on our agenda is dog stuff. Now, it has been brought to my attention that some of our neighbors have experienced, well, let's just call them incidences on their front lawns.
Jack is holding his hockey stick. He watches the children leave. He decides to follow.
Consideration.
Tara had left.
And
help. Consideration.
And perhaps most important.
Would you please excuse me?
Yes, of course.
Fill the tray.
Oh, yes, of course.
Jack peers over the banister as Mum walks past. Once out of view, he goes to a window and opens it. His skates are now tied around his neck.
Linda, your turn to speak.
Thank you.
Jack throws his skates and hockey stick out of the window. He dives out. Hanging from his feet, he looks through the window at the ladies. One turns around. She faints. Jack makes his getaway. Jack makes a quick exit.
Hello again, everybody. This is Willie Drucker, the voice of the Nuggets, coming to you live from the Nelson Arena. Tonight, the Nuggets go head-to-head against the Kamloops Buccaneers.
The players take their places for the face-off as Tara and her father arrive.
Get a moose, Peggy Waste.
Rusty!
Standing, Moose seeks out his revenge for the hit.
All right, Moose, yeah, that's it.
Stand him up on the line!
The Nuggets have control of the puck. Tara celebrates a goal. It is 1-0 to home. Jack approaches the stadium. A man sits at the entrance. Jack spies a ladder going up the building.
Hey, Bill. We'll keep your fingers crossed. Maybe we're gonna win one tonight, okay?
As Bill stands to return the dropped glove, Jack runs towards the building.
Okay, boys, let's go! Let's hustle! Way to hustle, man, way to hustle! Yeah, you're playing like you want to win. Moose, be physical, that's what I've been trying to teach you, pal. That's right, we stand a chance, we may actually win this game.
You didn't put anything in the water, did you? Like caffeine or something?
Wait!
Jack scampers up a ladder. He peers into the changing room. Back in the game, the goaltender is in trouble as the opposition approach.
Where'd he go?
Locker,
somebody help me!
Go! It's in the corner!
Thanks, Moose! This corner? Okay, there it is.
Jack opens the skylight and drops into a box of dirty kit. He springs out and moves towards a spare shirt. Steve is knocked over.
The Buckfire takes possession. The teams are knotted at two apiece.
The goaltender is dazed. In the changing room, Jack strips off and gets dressed in team colors.
In my preparation, just the sight of me will start a celebration. I look good, I feel so right, and my threads are cleaning out of sight.
The game continues. Jack gazes at a poster of a hockey player. He puts on and removes various pieces of kit, obviously unsatisfied with his appearance. He finally approves of his apparel. He skates towards the rink. His number 9 shirt reads, Rybczynski. As Jack stands watching behind the protective barrier, a player is repeatedly slammed into the glass. Tara does a double take as she spies Jack. She shakes her head. No! Jack takes no notice. He jumps over the barrier onto the ice.
Is back. Wait a minute, that can't be. He's on the bench. Whoever he is, he's just intercepted a pass, and he is flying down the wing.
Oh. Wow. New guy's fast. He's so little.
Tara drops the coffee her dad hands her.
I think he's from California, too.
Steve is knocked over as he stares at Jack.
Sweet!
The crowd go wild as the Nuggets equalize.
What was that? Who was that?
Holy Toledo, that guy's good.
Wait a minute. It's a monkey!
It looks like Coach Marlowe is up to his old tricks again.
Tara rushes over as Jack jumps back across the barrier.
Ineligible player. No goal.
The Nuggets lose the point.
Sorry about that, Coach. It'll never happen again.
Oh, that's too bad. You look like a keeper.
Tara chases after Jack. The Westovers return home.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey. How was your meeting?
Oh, great. Until one of the ladies decided that she saw a monkey outside the window. Hey, where's Tara?
Mom, Tara has something that she wants to show you.
The men part, revealing Tara and Jack.
Goodness. Oh.
Mom collapses into a chair.
Well, thank you for looking. Bye-bye. Nobody seems to be missing a chimp. All the chimps at the zoo seem to be accounted for.
Jack's eating grapes.
Let me tell you what I predict. I predict that if you do this, you'll have so many people coming to the games, you won't have enough seats to put them all in.
Well, wait a minute. Now, technically, he's a chimp. Yeah, but they say that the chimp is our closest relative.
You may have a point there. It's just like your sister Mavis joining the team.
Harry glares at the man.
Well, that may not be the best example, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
Think of all the increased revenue, Harry.
Come on, let me lay my cards on the table here. We all know you've been losing money for years on these teams, okay? We know you got a profit-sharing plan. So if this works out, it's not just the Nuggets who cash in. You're all gonna make some bucks. Think about it.
Yeah, Harry. Then I could be buying that Nintendo set my son's been on about all year. I say we vote yes.
I think the coach is a relevant figure, eh? I mean, at least we'll win at the box office.
Well, all those in favor, say A.
A. A.
Oh, you are not going to regret this. Believe me, you will not regret this.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway.
For those of you who haven't noticed, our hairy little cousin has been invited to join the team.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my cousin, Ernest.
Are we going to have, like, monkey bars in here and stuff?
No. As of last night, the board has officially amended the rules so that Jack here can now be part of the Nuggets.
What, you mean to tell me we got a monkey on our team?
With the help of this chimp, not a monkey, a chimpanzee, we may have a championship season, guys.
Don't you mean a championship, sir?
Coach, are we on candid camera here?
The guys are put through their paces at training.
Holy chimp.
Man, I'm skating, he's a bullet. Excuse me, are you guys waiting for an invitation to go practice? Get on the ice, let's go.
Okay, guys, give me your best shot. Let's see what you're made of. Watch. Guys, I'm gonna try and hit the net. I need some practice here. Finally!
Jack's puck knocks the goaltender out.
Hello again, hockey fans. Willie Drucker here with another illustrious Golden Nuggets game.
Here we go, souvenir penis.
The hard-hitting Vernon Vikings have entered the arena. If they win this game, they clinch a spot for themselves in the playoffs. And if the Golden Nuggets lose, they have absolutely no chance of making the playoffs. Wait a minute! The monkey is back! Oh, the crowd is going bananas!
Jack takes the face-off.
Don't worry, Jack, all right? They're all cheering for you.
Jack, come on, Jack!
Jack scores. The syndicate and crowd celebrate. The opposition's coach is getting agitated.
Harold! You gotta cover that chimp!
Uh-oh! The Vikings have sent out Harold Ludwig, their top defenseman, to cover Jack.
Jack skates between Harold's legs. Steve scores a second goal.
Can't cover your player, eh? Come on now, get out of here. Here, hold her.
Jack is running rings around Harold and scores again. It makes that 3-1 to home. A stunning shot by Jack slams home to the delight of the fans who perform a Mexican wave.
Always said these guys were winners.
Jack hits the puck really hard. It rebounds off the upper concession sign, a ceiling grinder, and the sign to the changing room and the organist's glasses. He faints away. The scoreboard reads 4-1 to the Nuggets.
Well, folks, that's it. The Nuggets have their first victory of the season.
The crowd are ecstatic.
All right, all right. Way to play, way to hustle. We finally won one. I knew we could do it. Way to go, gentlemen, way to go. And hey, way to play, Chimp. And you two guys, you were good.
Tara hugs Jack. Back at home.
Now don't worry, Tara, you'll do just fine.
Why don't they make fun of me?
They won't. Go on. Bye.
Jack follows Tara to school. They sit at the front of the incredulous class.
His name is Jack. He speaks with his hands, but not in American Sign Language like me. His favorite foods are bananas, raisins, and... oh, chew, chew.
Jack eats some.
Ready, Magoo? I'm gonna go top right, all right?
Yeah, I'm ready. Just shoot.
Okay, give me a shot. Come on. On the right, on the left, on the right. On the...
scored.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go?
You can't see, can you?
Of course I can see.
I didn't shoot the puck, Magoo.
Well, I can see the big things.
Magoo, you're a goalie. Come on, I got an idea.
Let's go.
Bedtime.
Lights out.
Mm-hmm. Will Jack be able to stay with us forever?
No, we can't keep Jack forever. I'm sure Jack has a family of his own somewhere. But we can keep Jack for now. Oh, come here, baby. Yes.
Mom blows Jack a kiss. He returns it. In the town, Jack and Steve sign autographs. Jack scampers up a giant Christmas tree and places a golden star at the top.
Hey, Mark. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
The syndicate sell tickets.
Thank you, sir.
Tara and a friend share popcorn at the game. The goaltender is wearing glasses and executes a brilliant save.
Nice save.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Several fans wear similar glasses to the goaltender, also stuck together with sticky tape. The organist wears a protective hat. In the shower, shampoo is passed along the line to Jack.
There you go, buddy.
A headline in the Nelson Free Press reads, "The Comeback Kids. Can they win this year's league championship?" Tara, Steve and Jack unwrap Christmas presents. At school, Jack signs, "I love you, home, and girl." The children copy him. Jack continues to play ice hockey. The team go from strength to strength. The press report. Nuggets, one game from the Harvest Cup. No more monkeying around. A face-off heralds another exciting game. The fans cheer Jack and the team on.
Stott comes out the wing. Oh, he's clotheslined by the Tiger Bait.
Jack skates past the opposition substitutes and knocks their heads together with his raised stick.
It's 2-2 with less than 14 seconds left. It looks like we'll be going into overtime.
Jack slams the puck towards the goal. The crowd go wild.
No goal.
Tara attracts her brother's attention.
What's up? Check the net, Tara. Jack missed.
She insists he checks.
It appears that the Golden Nuggets captain has asked the referee to check the net for a hole. It's a goal!
The place erupts. The Nuggets and the fans hug and kiss each other. Newspaper reads, Nuggets off to the Harvest Cup. Dr. Peabody pours a drink at the university.
I understand, sir. The alumni will not provide funds unless Jack is safely returned. This,
folks. Nelson, BC is going ape over their newest hockey hero, Jack. A young chimpanzee. His blistering slap shot has helped turn around a 40-game losing streak, leading them to win the Junior B Championship. The championship feather in his cap. This singing, shooting sensation.
I'll have the chip back within 48 hours. Get me Einstein!
Jack and Tara pack a school bag. Tara removes Jack's family picture from its frame. On the back it reads, El Simeon Nature Reserve. Steve is leaving the hockey stadium. Another player is practicing on the ice.
Pete?
The player is trying out moves and doesn't notice Steve. Vancouver, Canada. A coach travels along the highway over a bridge.
Whoa, check out the size of that building. Holy.
A pretty lady passes the coach.
Man, Toto will be sure in Kansas anymore.
They pass a neon sign reading, Nuggets versus Polar Bears, Harvest Cup Finals. Jack leads them up a black carpet to the rink. They gaze around in awe.
Well, boys, this is it. It's the big time.
This is my 15 minutes of fame.
Man, this place rocks! Yeah. Oh, man. I gotta take a seat.
Jack enters the rink.
I love the smell of Zamboni fumes in the morning.
Jack sniffs the air.
Thank you, folks. Section 23, right on through. Welcome to Harvest Cup, Section 117.
Welcome to Harvest Cup, Section 23, folks. Welcome to Harvest Cup.
Welcome, hockey fans.
We're broadcasting live from GM Place in Vancouver. This is the final of the Harvest Cup between the Nelson Golden Nuggets and the Calgary Polar Bears.
That's when Howard's monkey front.
And who would have thought, Don, that the Nelson Golden Nuggets would be here all the way to the Harvest Cup after the string of losses they suffered earlier in the season?
This is a Cinderella story like few we've ever seen. But I'll tell you, these Nuggets might lose a hold of that brass ring they've got tonight because they're up against the toughest Junior A team in the country, the Calgary Polar Bears. And as usual, the stands are full of scouts tonight as they look at the finest display of talent in Western Canada.
Jack takes the face-off.
Don't worry, Jack. It's just another game, all right? Play hard.
The puck is in play. The Polar Bears play dirty and hard, slamming the Nuggets at every opportunity.
Knock it down, Bruce!
Yeah! Boy, oh boy, it's 1-0 for the Polar Bears before the first whistle. And your Nuggets are reeling already.
I wouldn't count the Nuggets out yet, Don. Remember, not over until it's over.
The play gets tougher, and the Nuggets are being thrashed by their opponents. The Nuggets goaltender catches the puck with his hand.
Magoo is in the house.
The edge in play here has to go to the Polar Bears. The Nuggets haven't mustered any offense at all.
Tara spills coffee over Dr. Peabody.
Hey, kid, have you seen this chimp?
Where is the Golden Nuggets locker room?
She flees, followed by the doctor and his assistant.
Wait! Come back here!
She bangs on the changing room door.
Hey, Tara. Hey, Steven.
Hey, what's up?
She signs.
Some guys want to take Jack?
What's going on?
Some guy wants to take Jack.
Dr. Peabody, Pueblo University.
Hi, I'm Coach Marlowe.
You're not thinking of taking our star player now, are you?
Because that would really throw a monkey wrench into something that these big, strapping, strong, young hockey players have worked a long time for.
We have a court order, and we're not leaving without that chimp.
Is that a fact?
Huh. This area, by the way, is only for hockey players,
which you are not. So, unless you're going to put on some skates, you'll have to excuse me.
Have a nice day.
Toodles. I want back Jack! Jack, down!
The second period commences. Encouraged by their fans, the Nuggets try and salvage the game. Jack scores a goal.
Okay.
Piece of rubber.
Excuse me. So, what are we going to do now?
Get him at the end of the game, before he leaves the ice. Got all the exits covered.
Tara notices the bad guys.
Hey, what's up? Ah, there they are. What'd they say? End of the game, huh? Thanks.
Well, I never would have imagined it, but this has got to be the hardest fought contest for the Harvest Cup we've seen in a long time, Willie.
Hey, what's up?
Tara hands Steve Jack's family photo.
What's this? This is where Jack's from?
The players are getting a massage.
Jack, I know they're taking you away at the end of the game.
I was knitting this hat for you. You know, it's not quite done yet, but I wanted you to have it.
I'm sure gonna miss you, Jack.
Jack puts it on his head.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah?
I guess you know that I've been healthy for months.
Yeah, I knew that, Pete.
You know, it takes a man to admit that.
Man, I sure loved playing. Maybe even as much as Jack.
Oh, hey, you want to stop blaming yourself?
They got a court order to take Jack, and there is nothing you can do about it, okay?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Jack kisses Tara.
Hey, Coach, I got an idea to save Jack.
Steve whispers his plan to the coach. The coach then talks to the physio and hands him a note.
Hello? Hi, this is Stephen Westover. I'm calling about a chimpanzee. Jack, yeah, that's it. Perfect.
I don't believe it. Right wing and Golden Nuggets top scorer, Steve Westover, is out with an injury, and he's being replaced by team captain Pete Rybczynski, who's also returning from an injury.
Well, that's a real shame, because Westover played well in that second period and had a couple of great scoring chances. Jack's going to have to step forward and pick up his pace now that Westover's gone.
Hey, good to see you back on skates, Rybczynski.
Good to be back, Coach.
Hey, what are you standing around for? Go score me some goals. Let's go.
Get him, Pete!
Yeah, let's do it!
Yeah. Two figures get into a yellow taxi. It speeds away. A scowling Dr. Peabody glances at the clock.
Sir, can you put the radio on to the hockey game? If possible.
Thanks.
The game is in full swing. Steve listens intently as the Nuggets goaltender deflects the puck.
Seconds to go.
And it's a tie game. It's anybody's game.
Come on, let's get ready.
The Nuggets managed just two shots on that power play. This game's starting to open up a bit.
Get it out!
Hold on! Rybczynski slams the puck towards the goal. It rebounds off the post as a polar bear elbows him in the face. It stops just outside the line. Another Nugget pins the keeper down. The players have reached a stalemate, and as the seconds count down, a diminutive figure skates in and scores. Jack is written on the back of the shirt. The stadium erupts. The figure in the net turns and takes off the protective helmet. It's Tara. Her proud parents sign that they have seen her. A Nugget lifts her up. The coach comes over to congratulate his team. Dr. Peabody and assistant jump onto the ice.
I am Dr. Heinrich Peabody, and I have a court order to take this monkey back to the Pueblo University.
Now, who are you calling a monkey?
It's a girl.
The players leave the ice. Steve is at the airport with Jack.
Thank you.
Have a nice flight.
Hey.
Well, this is it. You're on your way home, where you belong, with your family. Tara asked me to give you these.
Juju's.
Final boarding call.
That's you. Gotta go now.
Jack signs, home.
See you later, Kay. Thank you.
A flight attendant leads Jack away. Jack bends over and waves goodbye. Jack hugs himself and blows Steve a kiss. Turning, Steve leaves. The Nuggets show off their silverware.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Did you hear? Magoo just got signed by the farm team for the Mighty Ducks.
That's awesome.
Where's Jack?
Oh, he's on his way home.
Jack listens to music on his headphones. He gets an in-flight meal and drink. The Nuggets are still celebrating.
Westover. Come on, they can take your picture later. Come on over here. Someone I want you to meet. This is Sam Richards, a good old friend of mine. Steven Westover.
Nice to meet you.
Just wanted to invite you to join the team this fall.
Yeah, he coaches a team in Vancouver, WHL.
Now, it's a big commitment. You may want to discuss this with your folks.
Yeah. I've already thought about it. That's awesome. I'll be there.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You call me.
Yeah, well.
All right, man. Way to go.
Everyone is delighted. A jeep arrives at El Simeon Nature Reserve. Jack is in the passenger seat. Jack's old friend Darren is by another truck. Darren turns.
Jack! Buddy, where have you been? What took you so long?
Jack bounds over to Darren. They hug. Other chimpanzees are waiting. Jack goes over to them. They hug in greeting, and then run over and climb a tree to play as the humans tend the reserve. The end.
feels like magic when the beat starts happening to an old-time song.